We're really excited about it because it helps us overcome one of the largest hurdles that we have in terms of actually developing commercial carbon storage sites on the Rock Springs uplift. Plus, it, I think, will lead ultimately to the development of a whole new industry in Wyoming. When you store carbon in the subsurface, it's essential, at least in our rocks here in Wyoming, like the Weber sandstones and the Madison limestones, that you remove formation water to make room for the CO2 that you're injecting. And so we've always known that we were going to have to produce a lot of formation water, bring it to the surface, and that we were going to have to treat it. And we thought that probably the only product we would get out of that would be potable water by running it through reverse osmosis. But it still was marginal from a financial point of view, and it looked very much like it was going to be a capital sink. But with the discovery of this huge lithium resource out there, we now can turn that into a profit center because we'll have enough lithium once we start the carbon storage facilities out there to, in fact, probably make the United States self-sufficient with respect to lithium, which is becoming an extremely sought-after product around the world.